keep your lamb. Trimmed and burning, keep your lamb.
Oh, please, we'll let you feel the dark. Thank you so much.
Well, Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the sea gave away. Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the sea gave away.
Well, my sister, ain't you glad?
You passed that symbol, amen.
Well, now, sister, ain't you glad?
And then the seas give away.
Well,
Brother Moses smoked the water, and the children
passed over.
Brother Moses smoked the water, and the seas give away. Brother Moses smoked the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smoked the water, and the seas give away.
Well, my brother,
ain't you glad? You passed that symbol, amen.
Well, my brother,
ain't you glad? That the seas give away.
Well,
Brother Moses smoked the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smoked the water, and the seas give away. Brother Moses smoked the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smoked the water, and the seas give away.
Well, God called Moses upon that mountain top. He placed those laws right there in Moses' heart. He stamped the commandments in Moses' mind. He said, Moses, you better not leave my land behind. If you don't believe that I've been redeemed, you follow me down by the Jordan stream. Jordan River is chilly and cold, chilled my natural body, but it didn't chill my soul. Well, one of these old mornings, it won't be long, you're gonna look for me, the poor soul will be gone.
Sort of talk today. Good to be back. Good to be able to speak a little bit better. I'm feeling a little better every day. Far from done with this thing, but doing okay. And so we'll just see how long we can go tonight. I think Judy will call in at some point, but she's had a bunch of things come up. She's trying to get done here in a few days. And I played Brother Moses there. I don't have any big download for everyone today. I thought it would be best if I didn't speak too much. I've just kind of been pondering our circumstances, where we're at, what we're doing. And essentially, we're waiting. And Rosemary says, your voice sounds good. Well, apparently, it sounds better on the outside than it does on the inside. But okay. Thank you, Rosemary. I haven't looked into this too much. I have an image in my head which may relate to kind of what we're doing right now. This whole waiting thing. Because quite frankly, we're in a situation where we're not getting a lot of words, we're not getting a lot of leadings, we're not getting date sets. Those are the things that pulled us forward. And most importantly, in addition to all the other things that we care about, our Lord, they gave us some forward momentum. And right now, we're in a place where we're tired, and he has not continued to feed us as many breadcrumbs, whether they're date sets or other things. And things have settled out, and we're in kind of a holding pattern. And the vague impression I have is it's sort of like, you know, the Israelites and the Exodus. They get into the desert, and they move around from time to time, but basically they're in waiting before they can cross the Jordan and go into the promised land. And that certainly is an exact fitting perspective of where we're at. I continue to get positive indications when I pray and I ask him. I talked to Judy about this a little bit before this afternoon, and she's kind of the same way. And quite honestly, and this has been true for a while now, when I ask him what we're really doing here, if he gives me an answer, it's waiting. And that's his real answer. We're waiting. And so we're waiting. And I know that overall, he began telling me to rest about 2 years ago. Intermittently, there have been things that have come up where I've been motivated and moved to go, whether it's research things or other things. Certainly getting involved here in RCC, his church is one of those things. But he brings me back to a place where he wants me to rest. In fact, today I was asking him directly about, because people have different perspectives on where we're at and what we're doing. Some people want to really, you know, do the works thing and, you know, pray every last soul in and feel like, you know, and this is their mindset, and there's obviously nothing wrong with that. But in my case, and in the case of many others, and I think Judy's in this, you know, basically he's giving us more of a state of mind of being in rest. His rest and resting from certainly a works-oriented mindset. He wants, you know, some of us to rest and just be at peace and be calm. Well, when you've had so much forward momentum for so long, it is a little hard to do that. One of the things, if anybody's ever been in a powerboat going fast, and even a cruiser, if you've got a good bit of speed up and then all of a sudden you shut down the throttles and the boat comes to an almost halt in the water, all that water has momentum behind you, and it comes, splashes up into the backside of the boat, and can even come over the back edge. And for example, if you all of a sudden you put it in reverse, you can actually sink a boat that way. So I feel like we've sort of had all this forward momentum. We've sort of come to a halt in the water, and everything that's sort of coming up from behind is sort of splashing in the back of us, and we're having to figure out what to do, looking around, you know, how do we handle this? And what? Rosemary's got to go. What? Bring Jim's word. This is Michelle in chat. I'll get back to what I was saying. According to Jim's word, last week, day we could be here is May 21st. And check that. That was a word that I read, which I don't remember. But I don't remember a lot right now. I don't try to remember much. email. Yeah. I think that's right. There was an email from him. Okay. So I think we're just in this mode where we are waiting. It's not unlike the Israelites in the desert waiting to cross over. And we'll just have to see kind of how he, there's Judy in chat, Judy and Michelle and Rosemary. And So some of us are moved to continue to do other things. Anyway, what I was trying to get at was one of the things he told me today. He told me straight out when I asked, he said, "You've done enough." Now, that's what he told me, okay? I'm just telling you what he told me. And he did it in an emphatic way. And it's after a series of askings, you know, humbly over a period of time. And he was really emphasizing, you know, it's okay to rest because you've done enough. And so, you know, everybody follow your own lead there, obviously, as the Lord leads you. But I think we have done enough. I think that's why we can pause. I think it's why we can rest. I presume it's because the timing is very near. But in the end, we have promises from him that we believe. And I'm not going to change what I believe just because I don't have more to keep me distracted. So we're going to go forward, going to believe, and if we have to wait, we wait. And we'll see what that looks like. I have a picture in my mind that I don't want to get into right now because I do want to look into it before I say anything about it. And there might be some other clues, but I'll tell you, everything around me continues to tell me that the Lord is either going to have to rearrange the world's priorities to where we're recognized in a way, and not us personally per se, but his message, his persona is more valued, or he needs to get us out of here because, quite frankly, his message, those who receive it, are being marginalized very rapidly in our culture. Okay, that's really all I had to say. I just think we've got, if we have to wait, we wait, and we have his promises, we're going to continue to believe in them. And I guess while we have kicked up our heels a lot here, especially in our church here, family, we've done it for fun. We've done it because we have faith in the strength of our relationship with him. But it hasn't really been against what his plans are. And if his plans are for us to acknowledge that we have to wait, well, then we wait. And we try to do it as gracefully as possible. So, we'll see what that feels like in a day or two. But that's where I'm at now. Okay, so I want to bring on... I've got Alana and Pat on the line. I want to open them up, so we'll say hi to Alana. Hi, Alana.
Wait a minute. Good evening, Church. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah. You okay?
I am okay. I am. I have some thoughts about what you're saying, and you know, since it's a quiet night and it's me and Pat, you know, waiting is a pregnant word. I am not waiting; I am deepening. Not quite the same. Because there is movement, it may not be perceptible to the eye. And it is deepening the walk, deepening the hearing, deepening the heart. And it has proved a rich choice. So, simply said, because your spiritual life doesn't stand in the way. Your spiritual life is always in motion. It is always moving forward. Maybe forward direction is not taking place in the way that it had, but the deepening most certainly happens exponentially. And so my response to what you're saying is that I think it is probably incumbent on everyone to ask the question themselves, ask the question of God themselves, and find the answer as to how your walk proceeds based on that question.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you're saying those things, it reminds me of something nearby me, and some of the things that I've been dealing with here, and I would definitely say that it's causing me to reflect on all aspects our character in him. And in this particular case, it's a little bit hard to know from one moment to another exactly how to respond. But it is certainly been reminding ourselves around here about embracing the positive and trying to separate the challenges from the persons that may be challenging around us.
They're not challenging, my friend. No, really. You know, it's always been challenging. Nothing has changed in the challenge. It's always been
right.
A bear.
Yeah.
But, and you know, each day is not like the last. And if it is, you're not moving. You know, there is a difference between waiting and stalling. I have days of incredible flirts that are off any known charts that I personally have. Really, I had a dream two nights ago. I told Judy about this. And I have, the dream has no narrative, and I suppose this probably comes into the category of a flash dream, in that it has no beginning, middle, and end. I was, and I'm sharing with this with the church in order to illustrate the point, and not to say, ooh, I had a dream, but I was in... I was in his presence. I can't say that I was in the throne room because it was too great. The atmosphere was too great for me to do anything. But, and all I can describe it is a face plant. And yeah, at that moment, I was just like, yeah, I know why John did this. Boy, do I get it. You can't look around, figure out where you are, ask questions. None of that is even possible. But I knew that I was there, and I have no idea who else was, what other, you know, what was around me. And all that I remember seeing were my own hands, and my hands were turned upwards as if to cup, as if to receive. And after that, I blissed out. I have no clue what happened after that. All I know is that for the rest of the night in my sleep, I was deliriously happy. And the day after, it was followed with all kinds of crazy flirts. You know, because he flirts with us in different ways. And I came in and I was just completely blown away. I could not leave that moment for a second. I opened up my computer, and one of the ways that I had used to try to, and I was really willful in a moment. And I said, you know what, I kind of had a word in my spirit that I'm on probation and that I wouldn't finish probation. I had that word, and I've known that for a while. So here's what I did. I made a proposal to the probation board, let me out now. It wasn't because I wanted to be out. Not for a minute. I didn't care, but I was going to push it. And that's the place that I was in such a willful pedal to the metal place that I was going to say, yep, I'm going to push it. And you know what? I open up my email, and oh, look, it's from the board. We're not going to let you do it. And I was like, okay. They made some changes, and we'll negotiate those out. You know, they were minor things, really. And I was like, you know what? You know, you need to get, you know, I know you got the accelerator floor, but you know what, Beck? You need to slow it down. And that was for me. That wasn't for everyone. That was for me. Your foot off the accelerator, be in the throne room, and see what happens next. And I'll tell you the truth, I am looking at every second. And, you know, I've always been a fairly apocalyptic. And let me tell you something. I do not go over, we have all kinds of bridges because I'm right next to the ocean. I don't go over a bridge without thinking, oh, I really don't like doing this. I really don't want to be on a bridge. I'm like, because I know it's coming. I know it's coming. Just take the wheel. Take it from my hands. Save me from this road I'm on. And, you know, so I'm always waiting in that way. And I'm not praying for the bridge to give way. I'm not praying for the bridge, sort of, you know, yeah, I really, you know, not really big on terror, thanks so much. you know, but, yeah, I mean, I'm laying on it. I'm waiting on it. But I'm still remembering that I'm in the throne room. And I'm remembering that, and I just cup my hands upward, receive the grace that is given, and still wait. So that's where I am at. It's difficult to explain. I hope I've explained it in a way that makes sense. And, you know, but that's my way of navigating this, and I suspect that every single person is going to have a different way. I offer that is because it's probably not the standard way of dealing with this. It is the way that is unfolding before me, and I'm walking it. And by the way, as I've always said, it's a rich road. It's filled with jewels. All you got to do is pick it up. There's a part of me that is like, now is, guess what? It's now. Now. Okay? Can't, you know, poof into the air, yo. Deep in the walk. Now. Right now. Every minute, it's now. Every second is now. Deepen it now. Deepen it now. Get deeper, deeper. And me, you know, I'm one of those people that, you know, I've never felt like my passport was stamped and I was on the plane and I had a guaranteed arrival. You know, I always go, what else? What else is there that I need to address? Is there some hidden part of myself that I have not dealt with? You know, is it something I've forgotten? Is it something I didn't realize? And I do that. And you know something? If I mine that mine and there's no gold there, and usually there is, I have the ability to pray for the world. There are over 7 billion of us here, and most of us are suffering. you know, 99% of us are suffering. And you know something? A prayer of intercession is never a wasted moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have plenty to do, thanks.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So
well,
that's how
I
am doing.
Yeah.
Alana, baby. Thanks for sharing, Alana.
Hey, girl. You know, I'm not going to let Jerry hang out here by himself.
No. You know what? Jerry, we love you. We know you and all feel so good.
Yeah.
I could actually, thank you for doing the show, though, because after next week, I won't, if we're here, okay, which I don't plan on being, I won't be as busy. It's just insane. So, but God is good, and we're going home, and I just wanted you guys to hear me say that, because I know he's coming. And when is he coming? Today. What time? 11:58 p.m. my time. And I'm just encouraged as I ever have been. I've just been super busy with kids and working outside the home as well and being blessed by the Lord through it all. Challenged like everybody else is, but doing good. Because God is good, you guys. He's good. And he loves us. And he's coming to get her done. He is coming to get her done.
Amen. Hey, y'all.
Hi, Tana, baby.
Hi, Tana.
I love you all. I love you, Jesus.
I saw you.
Oh, am I unmuted?
Yeah, you're unmuted.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was still waiting. Oh, I'm still. All right.
Pat, are you?
Hello.
Pat to mute.
Oh,
just kidding.
Yeah,
she's
no, I thought I was on mute. I thought I was waiting for you to unmute me. Oh, okay. All right. I'm here.
I had a dream and a flirt. I had a dream and a flirt, just so you know.
Go. Tell us.
Okay, my flirt was today. This little girl walked up to take a picture with me, she was carrying a little rabbit. And a little rabbit, so I thought the rapture rabbit, but then my assistant asked the name of the rabbit, and the name of the rabbit was Lily.
Oh, I love that name. It's perfect for a rabbit.
But it's just in representation of trumpets, lilies, like we've been discussing about lilies, so it's, so I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus, for that flirt. So that was an amazing flirt, and then I had an amazing dream which involved Jerry and Jason. So let me find my dream. So we were on like a scavenger hunt. There were two teams that I know of. There could have been more, but the two teams I know of were Jerry, Jason, and I, and there could have been a couple other people on our team. There could have been more people on our team, but I only know of those people in my spirit. And then the other team was my little sister and a friend from high school. So we're on this scavenger hunt, and we have to go to these different locations to get items or clues, collect these things, and put them in our – we have suitcases, backpacks, whatever, and we're putting them all in our stuff. So we're at this library, and we're, like, collecting the stuff we need from the clue or whatever we need from this library. And then our next destination, we run off to this hotel, like hotel place. It's out in the desert. It's a hotel out in the desert. I think there might be a big green cactus in the front courtyard of the hotel outside, and then maybe like a wagon wheel off to like or an old wagon off to like the right. But anyway, so we get to this hotel for our next clue. And so I talk to my teammates, Jerry and Jason, and they decide they're going to go on to the next area. And I'm going to stop and get this clue or this item. So we discuss all that. They move on. See, our destination, our final place is like we have after this stop, we have like two more stops and then our final stop, which is like a tar pit kind of place. That's where our final, that's where we win. That's where when we get to that, we win. And it's a race. So we want to be first and get all of our stuff and get there. So Jason and Jerry head off to the next place. And then my little sister and her teammates start fighting, or not fighting, but arguing or disagreeing, have a disagreement. So my little sister decides she's going to go upstairs and sleep, take a nap. So she's asleep on the in one of the rooms, and my friend is outside the hotel just kind of chilling. And then I'm searching for clues, and I find our clue. I find this big, huge ceramic bowl. It's like a serving bowl. And I'm like, okay, this is huge. How am I going to fit? Our suitcases are already packed full of stuff. I'm like, how am I going to fit this in my suitcase? It's a rolling duffel thing. And I'm like, I don't have any room for it, but I'll make room, I guess. So I just thought maybe I'll take out some of the stuff and put it inside this bowl and then surround this bowl since it's ceramic with stuff so it won't break. Or one of us could just carry it. So that is what I decide to do. Getting ready to head out, and the garbage man comes. He's coming to pick up the trash. So my friend and I are like, okay, well, you know, gather all the trash. And he's like, well, is there any trash in the room? In the room that your sister's sleeping or in, I don't know how, but anyway, up in the one of the other rooms. I'm like, oh, I don't know, I'll go check. So I went up in the room and, you know, knocked on the door and tried not to wake up my sister. And I'm like, oh, there's no trash in here. So I went back down to tell him there's no trash in this room. And so my friend and I are like, say bye, garbage man. Anyway, in the meantime, I'm talking to Jerry on the phone. And he's telling me like this, that he's found out the best pathway to get to our next destinations, like to the tar pit. He's found the best route for us to get to the two destinations and then the tar pit that we have to get to win. So I'm like, cool. And so in the meantime, my little sister and friend decide they're not going to finish the race. That they decide that they don't want to do the competition anymore because there was strife within their team. And they're just like, well, forget it. We're tired. We're not going to finish the race. But our team was gung-ho. We're like, we're going for it. We're going to finish this race. So I'm talking to Jerry on the phone, and he's like telling me all the best ways to, and how I'm supposed to find them and get there and meet at the pit and win. Okay, so that's that part. And then, so all of a sudden, this van pulls up to this hotel with musicians, and they're going to get out and stay. My mom walks out of the, she hasn't been in the dream until now. My mom walks out of the hotel and she's greeting these musicians, and they're talking, and there's like a flyer for a music festival, on the wall on the hotel, wall. And so she's like talking about it, and they're like, my mom's talking about how it's in our hometown or something. And she's like, and the musicians are like, oh, that's cool that you live there, that you live in that place, 'cause it's really nice or whatever. Anyway, that's the end of the dream.
Wow. I love that dream.
So, yeah. Oh no, this is one of the most important parts. I forgot. So anyway, so we have to finish. If we don't finish this scavenger hunt by today, which I woke up this morning, I had this dream this morning, and if we don't finish it by today, we move on to our next destination tomorrow. So we have to finish the scavenger hunt today. If we don't, no one wins. We just don't finish. And the next day, there's going to be no scavenger hunt because we're in a different place. So we move to a different place tomorrow. So if we don't finish scavenger hunt today, we don't get to do the scavenger hunt anymore. It's like, oh, well, you didn't finish. Oh, well, you didn't win. Whatever. So we have to finish the scavenger hunt today because tomorrow we go to another destination.
Yes, we do.
So today is the 20th. Tomorrow is the 21st.
Yes, it is.
So anyway, so that's my dream. I thought it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, well, that is. That's right in line. Amen. 21st, here we go.
Wow. Well, this is a big day on my little retrocentric calendar. This is today is okay, so this is the, I think this is the anniversary, the first time I actually did a teaching on our show, which was the 20th. Of May last year, and then we had a message, or then we had a show the next day, where we got some messages and so on. So I actually had this kind of on my radar. This in the next several days is potentially pretty big days for us. But so I love that time. I really do. It fits exactly.
Yeah. And Joe, you didn't let me down. You had your maps. You had your maps in the dream, and you were looking at them and figuring stuff out. You didn't let me down,
yeah,
but we all went together.
That's right. You can't take the garage out of the garage, kid. You just can't do it.
Oh, my.
Yeah, actually, I did have an image in my head about what we're doing. That almost encourages me to say, but I just really want to look into it. But, yeah,
I can't imagine that we're going to be in this state very long, but then I can't imagine that we were going to be here by now. So, but anyway, I love that dream time. It's really encouraging. I hope, I wonder what Scavenger went by the tar pits, or have to meet at the tar pits. We have to meet at the tar pits with all our stuff, all our scavenge stuff.
Yeah, that's where like you win. That's where you get your prize. You finish the race at the tar pit. It's like a tar pit area, yeah. And it's like all desert, you know. There's no cities around, no towns. It's just this one hotel in the middle of the desert, and then, you know, there might be like a town over by where you and Jason are by the tar pit area. But you know, in my visual, in the dream, I could kind of see my destination, the destination, like across the prairie, across the desert of like this big old black tar pit area. A distance, yeah. So yeah, we're in the desert. I thought that was very appropriate.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. Actually, I feel like we're waiting in the desert when I thought about it.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, so if anyone has any interps on that, I sent it off. Jason, I love you, Jason. If you have any interps, you can email me or Jerry, another, the other dream interp person. I'll send it off to you as well.
Yeah,
so you can read
great.
It.
Yeah. Yep, I'm curious. Rosemary's saying in chat, she says, scavenger hunt, it's like finishing like the finishing pieces of garage work so we can finish the race. But your information is like we were going to leave anyway.
Oh.
Right? It's like, you know,
yeah.
Whether we get the last piece or not, we're going to go anyway.
Yeah.
Go
yeah, regardless. Regardless if we don't finish the hunt, then, you know, the next day it's too late to finish the hunt because we're not going to be at that place anymore. That the hunt, we have
then,
to go on to the next city the next day.
At the end of the day, you're in front of the hotel. Your mom comes out, and the band gets out of a bus.
Of a van, yeah, like a white
van.
Of
a van.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They pull up.
What kind of?
And they, yeah.
Was it a rock?
I want to say it's like a. No, I want to say it's like a folk band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think there was like one girl, and like the rest were got maybe three guys. But I think they may have been well known. My mom, I think, may have known who they were, and they were gonna. I want to say they were gonna be playing at this festival, and my mom had talked about going to see them at this festival in her hometown, and then they're like, "Oh, you live there? That's cool." Because we weren't there in my hometown. We were at this hotel. My mom was there too. She wasn't at her. You know, we weren't at our hometown.
Uh-huh.
It's funny because we have a Luck Haven resort in Michigan, and my mom runs, and so she's always like walking out and greeting everyone as they arrive.
Oh, so she was greeting the band. See, it's when the music starts to play, that's when the party begins, right?
Yeah, but they weren't. She was greeting the band, but this was just at the hotel that they were stopping at. The band was going to be playing at a festival.
Okay.
The festival flyer that was going to be in the future.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I like that the band's on the way. Anyway, there's music in the future. I like that. Definitely like that.
A lot of stuff in there. There's a lot of stuff in there. Why did I get a big ceramic bowl?
It
was one of the things. That's the only thing I remembered out of all the things we gathered. But I had the rolling duffel. I want to say one of you had the backpack, and we just every time we'd stuff our clues and our items, clues or items in the backpacks or the bags or whatever, and they were packed full of stuff, like I said. And I was like, oh, shoot, how are we going to put this? It's huge. How are we going to carry this to our next place? So then, you know, my ingenuity came into, like, oh, I'll just put it in the suitcase and stuff in it, and if it doesn't work, I'll just carry it, or one of us will carry it or something. So, yeah. And it was ceramic. Wow. It was a big ceramic bowl, like a serving bowl for maybe a huge serving bowl, like for salad or a big bowl of pasta or something. The garbage man collecting trash and wanting to make sure I got all the trash from the house and then leaving, after, you know, when there was no trash, and then he left.
Interesting.
All trash from the hotel, not the house.
Yeah, definitely want to read over that again. Let's see, I had, you know, I really not even. I'm like on my tenth day or so of not being very well. And it's only been the last two or three days where I could concentrate on anything at all. And so I'm having to kind of get used to that again. Like, oh, I can think a little. So, yeah, I will look forward to that.
Do you read Jared's dream he had the other day about the 44s or something? Did he text this?
I can
get it. It's in our text. Oh, I got it if you want me to read it.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It says, just woke up from a dream, really difficult to explain, but specifically he saw the number 1244 on these different markers with only a small number remaining. Not sure how many, could have been 5 or 25, but I moved on to the next level or floor of this building landscape. It was the top floor with gold beams. My impression upon waking up is that 12 o'clock midnight is the beginning of the third watch, which started on Passover. The 44 is the counting of the Omer, which yesterday was 44, was day 44. Today is day 45. Also, top level was no longer a scorched wasteland, but a coastal sunny beach area. He had this on Monday. So Monday would have been the 45th Omer. Oh, and he said, by the way, I looked up, and today is actually the 44th day of Omer, which began last night. So last night at dusk until Monday at dusk was the 44th Omer. That was it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I wasn't sure. Since, you know, actually, when he said the top was no longer scorched, it actually made me think of Mount Sinai, the real one, not the one in the peninsula, but because it's all scorched on top from the presence of God, his fiery presence. So he didn't really say why it was scorched to begin with, because he says it wasn't scorched anymore. So maybe I missed something in there, but it's like, so it's almost like the opposite, like, so, you know, when in the time of Moses it was scorched on the top because of the presence of God, and now it's like a sort of opposite, where the top isn't scorched anymore and now it's like a resort. So.
Oh, yeah, I was getting that meaning heaven, the bottom was like wasteland and now we're at the top where the gold beams were like heaven.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, so like
the bottom. Okay. Yeah, the bottom is a scorched wasteland, and then going up was like beautiful.
Wow. Well, spiritually, I think we're pretty close to the scorched wasteland. I think he's allowing it to pretty much be like that. We're certainly seeing those influences gaining a lot of traction right now. Oh, cool. Well, as long as I just hope it's time.
There's a big difference
and
between
I got,
5 days, 25
and 25. Days. Yeah. I got scorched wasteland, meaning earth. It's just polluted. It's just dirty, gross. Not literally like scorched with fire, but I just got like polluted, right. Dirty wasteland, which is what earth is now. And, you know, of course, California, there's a lot of, in other areas, a lot of drought as far as burnt up stuff, nothing growing.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I actually kind of thought maybe Gerald would fill that out a little bit, but I never heard any more detail on those.
Yeah,
he's working. Yeah. So Pat, how are you today?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm just kind of here, just trying to get through Laura with all her stuff at work, and it's wearying. You know, higher ups, and she's quitting in June, and I got the other two going to New Mexico tomorrow. The grandkids driving out, and the other one moving out. So it's just, and then buy the house or don't buy a house, and the water bills came in, and it's like, and my daughter has a daughter's getting back X-rays, so keep Miriam in prayer. She's got to get back to me with the X-ray show because I don't know what's wrong with her back, and so it's like sock it to you, you know, just one thing after another, and I'm telling the Lord, it's okay, I trust you, it's okay, I trust you.
Right.
Meanwhile, we're waiting, and I'm looking at all these very encouraging videos, you know, about now, so that's good.
Yep.
Makes me very happy. Yep. Yeah, I sent a few. So, you know, very sincere people are getting now, so that's, I love it. So between all that and just, you know, keeping company and doing, I'm on the internet a lot, just sending stuff and writing people and lifting them up, you know, so I do that. And my car broke down, and on top of everything else, no, my daughter took it to get an oil change, and they did something, and the valve thing or the seal thing doesn't work with the oil thing, and my grandson's supposed to fix it, but he's going to New Mexico tomorrow, and he won't be back for another week or so. But I mean, I have my daughter's Jeep and stuff. It's not a total loss, you know. So it's okay.
Right, right.
I mean, what else, you know? Oh no, dear, hang in there.
We've got another caller, and I'm not exactly sure who it is. So let's see if we can find out who this.
Surprise! Surprise!
Hello, 814.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. I'm Rapture, been a Rapture-centric follower for a while. Never called in, but now with your later time, I'm able to chat live.
Cool.
Wow. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the reason why I had to call is I heard of Tawna's dream, and can you ask her to describe that ceramic dish?
Let me get your name real quick.
Well, you can call me Faith.
Right, Faith.
Yeah.
Faith. The ceramic, it was like, I want to say this big, it was like a big Big,
like
big
was
bowl,
it
big ceramic.
Was it pot? Like, because you said pasta and salad, and a weird thing happened. A very weird thing happened with a ceramic dish yesterday. How can I explain this? Well, yeah, you guys would understand. I was over at my parents', and I was making a salad for my dad, and I was mixing it in this big ceramic dish. And, you know, normally would serve out of it. But when I went to give it to my dad, he wanted to eat out of the big dish, and we just kind of made a joke about it. But the other thing, I was specifically, my parents are elderly, and I was over there to help them. It's trash day, kind of to help them put out the trash, and so those two things went together, it just spoke to my spirit. You know how, you know when a flirt.
Sure.
So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy.
I'm with you guys. I see 444 all the time. I see 111.
That's cool.
Once I was coming back, I was driving back from somewhere last week, and because I listen to you guys on the archive, so a lot of times I can't jump in. And I was looking up at the clock, and just like you said, it's like you're not looking for it, but it's like, look up here. And so I was driving past a big clock that is at a dry cleaner's, and it was 444 real big. And then
wow,
that was amazing billboard underneath, you know how they put those letters, was free pickup and delivery. So that was my rapture message.
That's cute. It says
Yeah, so anyway, I know all you guys. You don't know me, but I've been listening for years. I used to listen
cool.
to two times a day. And here we are. I love your teachings, Jerry. They're amazing and inspiring. And encouraging, and a lot. God leads me is, I do visit a lot of YouTube channels. He takes me in and out of places, chew the meat, spit out the bones. And what's been really speaking to me was, can I mention a YouTube specifically? Like, I don't know if you guys follow, TB4, Teresa, She Speak and You Shall Find. She's on this big second Passover thing. And that was, and I don't know if you know that one, but she was following, like, the whole, there's a second Passover. And I think you guys were talking about that. And so,
I've talked about it.
It's kind of like a confirmation and like, oh, yeah, see?
Yeah, but that's one of your salad dish. Your ceramic salad dish. It was just like Jerry's anniversary is I'm calling in, and then tonight was your calling in teaching. God just said, call in, you know, and it's like,
Judy's
been always saying, you know, you need to give, you know, you need to, normally, like I said, I usually listen in the archive,
I want to say my dish was, it was like a big, huge ceramic bowl, like huge, with tall sides, and it was, I want to say it was, the main color was white, but it may have had like blue and yellow on it too, maybe flowers, I'm not sure.
It was like an Italian ceramic dish with white background, some orange and pink, you know, flowers. You know how, but it was just such a funny thing that I just said, "Here, Dad, do you want to eat?" Right? He wanted to eat out of the whole big dish, and it was just a funny. And it was his whole big dish was on his lap, and I was over there specifically to go pick up. To get their elderly to help them with their garbage, you know, just to help them, like, get the garbage and stuff like that. And so I'm like, I just knew. It's just confirmation for you, Tawna, and me, Tawna, that, you know, he's here, he's listening,
yeah.
He's speaking.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's pretty cool. That's pretty amazing. I found the ceramic dish, and then the trash man came.
Wow, amazing.
I mean, I don't get bumped by like, well, and there's so many, there's all, you know, there's so many little things too all along, but those two things were like in my face. And
wow.
I'm like, so.
Oh, that's great.
And how do you explain that to people, you know, that aren't, you just don't, you just know,
you don't.
You know. It's like, so.
Yep, we got you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good you shared.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, now we can go home, Faith, because you called in. Now we can go
home,
because you called in.
Yeah. Well, Diddy.
When Michelle, with all her memory and Rex, she can write, she can jot this down. I called in, and she'll figure it all out. She'll interpret it. So, but yeah, we can all go home now.
We can go home now.
Oh, thank you.
The mystery of the ceramic dish.
Exactly. And I want to be part, you know, I've always been part of your consider myself part of your family, although you did, but now I need to let you know, you need to know I'm part of your family. I already knew.
Oh, sure.
It's official.
Definitely. It's official.
Yep.
We know there's those out there, and we haven't met them.
Oh, yes.
So you are one.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
With a
very
confirmation.
Good. Yes.
Cool. Huh?
Very good. Confirmation.
Yeah. Confirmation. Yeah, in a big way. It was to be one thing out here, Dave, but it was this whole big thing. You know, it was just significant. It's not like, oh, yeah, here's your salad. No, it was this big storm. And she just used the exact, Tawna used the exact words, because then when she said, because it's really a pasta dish, like you would serve linguine in, you know. And I just, like, mixed the salad in there because I like, you know, and it just, it just was so funny. So funny.
Yeah.
Feeling great. That's cool. Thank you, Faith.
Well, we're getting ready for supper. We're getting ready.
Amen.
For supper. So, and
you got it.
The trash is getting out. The earthly, yucky, beastly, carnal trash is going to get put out.
Exactly.
We're going to be eating in the marriage supper of the Lamb. So,
yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
Probably what that meant, that representing dinner. And then, yeah, the trash is all outside of the hotel already. And when I went in to see if there was more inside, there was none left. So the trash is gone.
It's gone.
Jesus
ready to go.
Take care of it. And it's all planned. It's getting played out perfectly. Have patience, saints. And let's just keep going and finish this race.
Yes. Amen. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Thank you, Faith.
Yeah, happy to. Yeah. It was time.
Great.
The Lord said it's time, you know.
Yes,
time.
Ma'am.
Yeah,
it's
call.
It's time.
Yeah.
It's time, honey.
Well, and it's time for me to check in with you, so, guys.
Thank you.
That's great. You know what, Faith? There was a song that came to my mind before the show started today. I'm going to go ahead and play that. I don't know if you're a Rod Stewart fan, but this is Faith of the Heart.
I'm an everything fan, and I love how you play an eclectic mix, Jerry. Your music—it's just been amazing, and that even the Bugs Bunny theme is just hysterical because God's in—he's in everything. And,
that's right.
You know, I had a neat interpretation. If I could even tell you where my garage work is, just, it's books. I could just go on forever. But starts with that awakening, and he takes you in and, you know, for me, he took me in and out of places, even places where I wasn't sure. But as this walk gets closer and closer, kind of like Alana was saying, he's just bringing clarity and clarity, and it's just, it's like gelling and gelling, and you just know, you know he's just leading us to truth.
Right.
And in one place he took me, you know, so even like the whole fractal thing, you know, like that whole study on fractals, but he's the fractal, and he's in every, his truth is in everything, and you see him in everything. And so even in the music, you know, when you put on, you know, you can say, oh, that's bad music, but if you see him in it, it's about him, because he is,
yeah.
It is him. He's all in all. He's got it, you know. So, yeah. So, anyways, yes, Rod, you're back to Rod Stewart. Go for it. Yeah, I'm sure I love
it. Okay. I'm just gonna say, you know, you can't take God out of His own creation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Getting from there to here, it's been a long time, but my time is finally, and I can feel the change in the wind right now. Nothing's in my way, and they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna hold me down, 'cause I got faith on the heart. I'm
find out. We'll find out. Anyway, Pat dropped off. I don't know if she had a problem with the phone line or not. But
okay.
I just want to check. We've got Judy and Alana and Tana and Faith. You see, I'm probably pretty close to wrapping up, but just wanted to see if anybody had something else they wanted to share.
I just want to say I love everybody, and we're going home and be excited. It was really great to hear everyone's voices, and it's just really exciting to be able to have this fellowship with one another, along with our daddy himself, and just to be really excited together about his appearing and to show our faith for him, not only individually but as a group. It's very special, and I know it's very special to God. And I know we're getting near the end here. So just keep that faith strong, and I love you guys. I'm doing it too. I actually have an interview tomorrow. Pray that I get this job for the summer. It's only for the summer if we're here, because it would be very much a blessing for me to be able to work 19 days at a salary, a nice salary for a teacher. So I have an interview at 10 a.m. in the morning, and that's why I've spent this whole time listening to the show, getting together stuff for tomorrow. So it would. I don't plan on being here, but I do have a child, and my child does need clothing and food. And I gave up everything he told me to give up, and I have no regrets. He tricked me into all of it, honestly, though, because if he told me we were going to be here this long, I wouldn't have done any of it, which I really appreciate. I just had to tell you guys, I'm glad he did that to a type A personality. I'm so excited about what God has done. I'm so fortunate and so blessed to have been woken up and be the mother of a 10-year-old prophet. I can't even tell you. I'm thrilled. But the Lord's also given me talents and abilities, and so I would like to use them this summer if we're going to be here. I don't think so, all right? That's why this interview is going to be a cakewalk, because, you know, I'll get the job, and then I won't be here to do it. And, hey, you guys remember M. Bell?
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember our M. Bell? I saw him make a comment on somebody's video today. Rojo sent me a video to watch, and I always pray before I watch anything. But that one, he's like, yeah, watch it. You're going to like it. And I did. And M. Bell, who we love. If you've been with Rapture Centric Church since day one, you'll know M. Bell. He was just a fun guy. He just couldn't wait anymore with anticipation. I think we were a little too retarded after a while for him. But anywho, he made a comment on someone's video, and he said, yeah, I totally agree. I don't see us being here past May 24th. That's my personal, you know, that's his, he doesn't see it. So that, I was so glad to see M. Bell throwing out dates again. So that would be Sunday. That would be this Sunday.
Pentecost.
Wouldn't that be great if we,
That's Pentecost.
Yeah, Pentecost. And wouldn't it be so great if we left before Memorial Day?
Absolutely.
But Alana's excited because she has the days off now. So Alana, Jesus needs to come while Alana has 4 days off. 5 days in a row. She needs to come. Come and get her. But anyway, I would be teaching this summer if we're here, which we better not be, but if we are, I'd be able to buy my son a birthday present. His birthday's in August. And that's what motivates me, because I have a kid, and I know exactly what I want to buy him. And so I'd be teaching what's it called? I think it's funny because they make jokes about being retarded. What did I tell you, Jerry? See, I'm not going to – I'm going to fail this interview. I'm going tomorrow because I can't think anymore. And I told Jerry this is a joke.
Emotionally challenged? Behaviorally challenged.
Yeah. No, it's emotional disability, ED.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it's behavior and emotions and problems like that, which, you know, is right up my alley. But anyway, but I just thought it was funny. That, you know, he totally took everything. I can barely put thoughts together, really. Since he made me rapture centric, it almost happened instantly. It was just like, what am I saying? So I think it's kind of funny that I'm going to go to an interview tomorrow, and yeah, I mean, it'll be great, because if I don't get it, then that means we're leaving.
Maybe the spiritual duty is that we're getting our jobs in heaven, so.
Yeah, totally. I totally agree. And this, anyway, this summer school job wouldn't even start until June 15th, which would be so awesome, because really I think it's just blessing my sister to know that, you know, that I'm, that her rapture-centric sister, you know, is not. And so, like, even if I just, she finds out I got the job, she'll just be happy, and then we go before then. So, you know, because we all are in situations in our life and living with people that God wants to bless too, you know, and my sister has been a huge hero of the faith. She saw what happened to, you know, her nephew, so she's 100% buys into it. It's just, you know, she's been such a blessing. I've never asked for a penny, but I haven't been able to pay my side of the rent since September of 2014. And what a blessing that she never asked for a penny, not once, not ever. And she just, because she knows we're leaving. But, you know, I mean, we're sisters. And so she's like, you know, could you at least start giving me $500 a month? I mean, starting in June. And so when she said that, I was like, so I've been subbing, you know, here and there, guys. And that's why I've been so busy. But don't worry. I have my faith intact.
I know your story, Judy, because I've followed you with, since, like, even the old Judy's Smith Channel.
Oh yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know,
oh my gosh, so you got to hear my son when he was preaching.
I mean, one thing, like, you know, and again, I just, like, I'm like you. I pray about things, and Lord, you know, I let Him show me truth, and you have just really been so rock solid in keeping it simple and just believe and you know faith. And you just, He wants our faith. He wants our trust. Not our work, you know, the whole work-based junk. And so in your wacky, quirky way, there were just these nuggets of truth. And, yeah, you delivered them in a weird way. So I don't think they weren't palatable to people, to everyone, although they were truth. And that's what the Lord showed me about your message about, you know, I mean, when he took me out of the church, well, that sounds so strange to people, or put your Bible down, He'll speak to you. But all those things, I mean, he said them in advance of my walk, but He showed them to me all on my own, so there was this convergence between what you sometimes said seemed out there, but
Wow, that's wonderful.
So it manifests to this phone call tonight, where now I know what I know, what I know, what I know.
Exactly.
We're to believe, we're to have faith. He's coming for us. He's our King. He's our friend. And that's another thing about this show, you know, just the humor is, God is humor, you know, and that's you know, some people that have been indoctrinated or have these beliefs don't have that friend. He wants our friendship. He is our friend, and we have everything that you've been through. You had your ups. You had your, you know, what your episode last week with him, where you laid it on the line, like we sometimes have to do with a friend, and the humor and the love and the. No, it's just amazing.
Yay. Oh, what a blessing that you called, huh, guys? We have a new, she's been with us all along, but we finally got to hear her voice. I knew there were people out there like you. We're so glad you called in.
There's an army of us out there, and I know when that day comes, that glorious day, when we light up the skies, we're gonna. It's just going to manifest. It's just going to be so...
And
amazing.
There's 300 of them, I know, because God showed us there's 300 in RCC, so
well,
it's going to be fun.
That's another, like, it's kind of funny. When I started my walk, there are, how much time do we have? I don't want to hog up the time here. But there were these certain things, certain scriptures, where I was not very well versed in my Bible, but I start. He would lead me, and they would literally jump off the page. And one of them was the story at Gideon's army. So there's their 300. Like, and I get stuck on things like, Lord, well, why did the laugh? Like, why did the ones that? And then he would just make me get obsessed with like one little thing, like why did the ones that licked out of their hands versus the one that laughed on their knees? And I still don't know the answer. Jerry, you can take that to the garage. But one thing was this donkey before you became raptured donkey. And he had me like focused. I did a whole study on donkey, like beast of burden, and we have to get untied. Like the donkey was tied around the tree, and we had to get untied before we can be free. And this whole donkey thing, and then it was just another breadcrumb and confirmation for your church with me. This whole donkey.
Wow.
Thing.
So,
and it is amazing. It is, and it's just like these certain things where, you know, they're just these scriptures between me and the Lord that I know when they come up, I know it's Him, and He's like, look at this, pay attention to this. So here we are, guys, and
wow.
We're Gideon's 300. He doesn't need 30,000. He doesn't need 10,000. He needs 300 to show that it was Him. He was in it. He's got it. Not on of our own, and it's just amazing. So,
yes.
So that's my share. That's my share.
Well, didn't she make our night? She made our night, people.
Absolutely, that's quite a crowd.
You've made,
and we just been Jesus. He's showing him off. Jesus is being shown off right now. Well, guys, Jesus is going to take care of us up until he gets here, but he's requiring faith right up until he gets here. And believe me, we're all being challenged in our faith, but that's the whole glory of it. We're proving that we're a worthy bride. That, see, getting saved is one thing. That's all for free. This wedding is going to cost you. Okay, and that's just the bottom line. Salvation doesn't. It's for free, but the wedding is a whole separate event. And so I'm glad that I get to show my faith. Yeah, I wasn't supposed to go back to work because he was coming. He said I wasn't. But you know what? This is what I'm doing. Does it make my faith crumble? Not even a half a percent. Am I perplexed? Yes. I'm like, God, what's going on here? Was I offended? Totally, in the beginning. But now I'm used to it. Just go sub a day or two, get over it, come back home, finish homeschooling my kid, you know? But what I'm saying is, you know what? Jesus puts us in situations that we don't fully comprehend. But one thing that we do is what our new caller said. We know that we know that we know that we know. And that's why I keep going, because I didn't make this up. I came home November 19th of 2013 to a prophet who was once a regular child prophesying what the Lord is saying, and this went on for months. The Lord wanted to bless me, and I am indeed blessed. That I'm still here, yeah, I'm even blessed about that. You know why? Because he's coming. He's coming, but he wanted to give us a time frame so we don't have to make long-term plans, and I'm not. This summer school job, this is a gig that's 19 days that will bless my family and give me the ability to be able to pay my bills. So you know what? Thank you, Jesus, if we're here. If I thought we were going to be here, I would be getting a contract and doing all the things that I, you know, they would be doing everything different, but I'm not, you know. And even as I've been on the way to, you know, Jesus cried through me the other night, too. The other day I was looking through stuff and looking at my resume and going, should I do this? And I just started crying, and I felt it was him. And it was beautiful. It was like I threw up all my, because I was putting this stuff together, and I'm like, what am I doing, Lord? You're coming. And I just started weeping, and I realized after the episode was over that I was weeping. Jesus was weeping because he wants to come get us. Remember, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, three different people in one, but one person. And Jesus, as we know, is throwing a fit, saying, get them now. Come on now. And God's all, we will. Hold on, we will. My son saw the whole vision. Okay, so what's going on is that Jesus was crying with me. He's like, I get how you feel. That's what I'm saying. Come, God. And I know it sounds strange to say it this way, but this really is what's going on. And God the Father is really likes to play chess, okay? He makes his moves really slow, okay? And
So he's letting us know that he's almost got those chess pieces in place, but be ready every second of every hour. And I really felt it was just crying through me. It wasn't me crying. I was looking through my resume, and something this just came over me, and I started weeping because I was putting it together, and it was Jesus saying, this shouldn't be. You need to come get us. And, you know, I'm perfectly happy with whatever situation God wants to put me in, because I know that he knows I have the faith for it. So I'm good with what he wants to do. You're not going to see me groaning and whining. I might be perplexed, and I might question it, and I might give him my 2 cents. But after I'm done, I'm totally 100% compliant. I am a love slave. I am Jesus compliant. You will not find, and the reason why is because of what he did for me. And that's the picture of a true bride. No matter what he allows to happen in your life, are you proving that you're not just marrying him for his money? You're not just, what I mean is you're not just marrying him to get out of the trib. No, you're marrying him because you love him. I'm not necessarily doing exactly what I thought I would be doing, as what he told me I would be doing differently before we got here. But you know what? I trust him. I know he's good. I haven't wavered one bit. I've never changed my story like a zillion people on YouTube. I have never changed my story. It is the truth. It'll never change. And God did this to bless a body of people who would believe that the rapture is imminent. And I'm not talking years. I'm talking now. And you're going to be blessed for today.
Exactly. And what he spoke that, like, you know, because I brought that to him, like, well, what, today, well, in God, there is no time. And so when you keep saying, well, no, and hey, I don't know, we see through half dimly, you know, we'll know, you keep saying, we'll know why he did it this way. But part of it is time. There is, to God, he isn't time. You know, there is no time. So every, today is today, eternity's today. And so I think that's going to explain all this, why he's, you know, why he has a saying, it's, you know, waiting for him every day, every minute, every second, you know. And
you know, I thought about that, but it means, yes, exactly what you're saying, but in addition, it means that it literally is today, because here's why. Why did he wait? Why did he start announcing that in 2014 that it's today? You know, he could have told me it was today. He could have made my son a prophet, you know, 5 years ago and said it was today. So there's something to it. This is it. This really is it. Like Jonathan Cleck says, 4, 3, 2, 1, this is it. Okay.
Right.
And, you know, he said, I'm not playing games. I'm not lying. That's what he told me after he landed on my son. I'm like, okay, so we're to really believe you're coming now. He's like, yes. And, you know, I thought too, oh, today means blah, blah. No, it literally means, he said, no, it literally means today. Like, expect me. Look for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, he landed on a 10-year-old prophet to announce this and had me stop my entire life and give up everything for his appearing, which I have no regret. I haven't got any of it back, okay, except I've got multiplied back for what everything I've given up for his appearing that he asked me to give up. Don't be a fool and give things away unless God's telling you, right? But, I mean, I did it joyful and willingly. I've received it all back in his spirit, and a measure of his spirit that you can't pay me for. It's been wonderful, okay? And I've never been this challenged in my faith, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be in the very last hour, right before Jesus comes to retrieve his bride, to be in a position of faith and honor and reverence and compliance. You don't have to understand it all, and you don't have to have the best attitude, because Jesus just loves you. He just loves you. Do you know what? When you start receiving his love, you can't have an attitude for like more than 5 minutes. He's too sweet. He does too many nice things for me. I can't even stay mad at him because, you know, I'm like, you should have been here. What am I doing, right? And then he goes and shows me a rainbow or puts something in my lap. He just keeps doing things that melt my heart. He's like, I know how you feel. I'm coming. Don't worry. And you guys, listen, don't even be an ounce discouraged that we're still here. Jerry just sounds discouraged because he's really sick, okay? He's been, like, really sick. His throat hurts. But Jerry's full of hope. He's just tired, you know? He's tired. He's got 3 teenagers. He's got lots of challenges coming his way, and he's been so faithful to host every single day. So thank you, Jerry, for all you do. And thank you for your personality. And I love the way God made everybody, you know, that calls in. But, Jerry, you just – thank you for being able to keep these services going when me or Tana and Michelle aren't around. Really, we really appreciate it.
Yep.
Hey, Jerry, are you as happy as me?
I am. Actually, I am happy, and I'm just trying not to use my voice any more than I need to, so that's why there's not much energy in it. But actually,
you know what,
you guys,
that's the hallmark of a Christian, is joy. There should be no depressed brides, okay? I know we're all having trials, but if I can have trials, and I've probably been through a lot worse, I'm sorry to say, because God put me through more, because he's setting me, you know, he blessed me. So when he blesses you a lot of times you get bigger challenges. And so if I can smile, you can smile no matter what you're going through, because Jesus is the one that set us up, okay? One of the things I love about looking at Jonathan Kleck, he's happy now finally. When he started doing his videos back in 2012, me and Kevin used to pray for him. He was so damn depressed. We're like, oh, my God, Lord, would you help him be happy? But we believed he was a real prophet because we believed him. But what I'm saying is he just needed joy. And that's just, he's matured. He's ready to go. That guy is, he's full of joy now. I've watched him change.
What? It is a pregnancy. It truly is. We have, in a pregnancy, you have bad times. It's painful. You have morning sickness. You're throwing up. Your feet hurt. The delivery is painful. But there's a baby at the end, and that's what we have. That's what we as brides are hanging on to. There is a birth here, and we're going to forget all about those pains, as Jesus says, because there's going to be, you know, our birth, our marriage, our resurrection with, you know, glory to glory. And so, and in between, and God knows all our circumstances, and he knows our trials, and we have to trust him that he, Lord, if you arrange them because you're trying to get something out of me, then go do it. Peel the onion, Lord. You know, just take it away. So, and that it is a process. These walks with him, and they're all individual, and he knows us better than we know ourselves. So he's the potter, he's the clay, he's molding us, he's shaping us, he's chipping us, and now I think we're just at the point where when we come to that joy, we lost the fear of death. We can laugh at, like you said, Judy, we can laugh at earthquakes where all the world's pulling their heads out. We trust him that he's got it all. And we don't need to look to man or anything else. We trust our groom, and we trust our king. What you were saying is through these trials, we have to just look at, they're painful, but we have to look at him to shape what he wants to shape in them to get us to his purpose for us. And that's not an earthly purpose. That's the difference with the bride. You know, it's a heavenly, kingly, kingdom purpose here. So.
But actually, I was kind of upbeat. Yeah, so. You know, we're in that. I was getting ready to close everything out for tonight. But the song I was going to play, which I will play here in a minute, is a very upbeat song. So that's really how I feel. I just don't quite have the voice for it yet. So I'll do the best I can.
You know what, Jerry? It's great, because the thing is, we're all these emotions in one. And I've never experienced all this at once before, but God's been gracious in this last hour to let us feel what he's feeling. I mean, I'm incredibly full of his peace and joy. I'm full of sadness and sorrow at this fullness world. I'm here, but at the same time, as a child of the king, I have all the blessings of being in the kingdom of God right here on earth, right here and now. The kingdom is within us, so... So don't you rapture? Don't anyone let rapture centric be an excuse, the rapture centric condition, to be depressed or angry or mad all the time. You know, remember, Jesus, we can have those emotions if they're right emotions and they're from God. But Jesus came to wipe away all your tears. He really did. If he didn't do that for me, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. I'm a love slave, and I just want to I know everyone here, I'm preaching to the choir, but let's just keep worshiping him together in song and in our adoration and calling in and sharing like our new friend and just being ourselves and keeping it real. And
this is going to be a
real wedding because we know each other. Okay, this is going to be so fun. We're going to have all kinds of inside jokes like a real family, you know. We are. It's going to be really fun. There's going to be nothing weird about it. It's just we've been fellowshipping and having dinner with each other every day now for almost 2 years. And the wedding supper of the Lamb is going to be an extension of that, but times 200 in the glory, you know. So I'm telling you, these relationships that we're taking time to develop right now and invest in and share, they're eternal. That's why it's important to not be shy and to call in and share, because we're developing. This is an eternal relationship we have with one another and with our Creator. And some of us are going to find that we're working together, you know, in the kingdom, and work's going to be fun. It's going to be, like, really fun. Not like it is here on Earth, right? Really fun.
Right.
I love you guys. Again, Jerry, and thanks again, our new friend calling, and thanks, Alana, for sharing, and Tana.
Thank you, everybody. Yep. And everybody who was in chat. So, yeah. Anyway, if we are still here tomorrow, well, back again, but thank you, Julie. That was great. Thank you, Faith, everybody. So I'm going to send us out with this song, which is a happy song.
Party!